sesquipedalian Shane Jones is with us. Hey, Shane, tēnākwe.
Hey, ngā mihi kia tātou. Morena. Greetings, folks.
Morena. Do you know what that word means?
Yes, I think I was told that it was a transliteration close to the word monoroa, which means a ne'er-do-well.
Okay, Shane. All right, mate. Seems like we're nearly there, but we're nervous about what the hell that might mean. Are our people going to have to put up with a three-way attack?
I understand you had my old university buddy JT on this program recently. No, no, no. Look, people shouldn't overreact. This is a three-year journey before the next election, and both my caucus colleagues and I are looking forward to a nine-year journey. So it's better that things are dealt with robustly up front, and I'm sure if people just show a wee bit more patience, the result will be evident.
More patience. That rooster, I'm not sure that he agrees with you in the background there, Shane.
So it's almost biblical, eh? And the cock crowed three times.
And the cock. So you're saying it could last 9 years. I'm picking more like 3 months.
No, I'm talking about the fact that there's to effect the changes that are necessary in terms of turning our economy around, the types of things that we campaigned on. Politicians live by a 3x3 tenure. However, to really make long-term durable change, it's good to have an administration that has a clear run over a longer period of time. But look, I mean, opposition parties are always going to exaggerate what they fear might turn out. There's all sorts of issues that are happening even as the negotiations take place. It's the absurd situation where a mining company up in Hauraki are unable to put two modest, largely unseen pipes in the ground on a public paper road, and already it's been catastrophized by the Greenies. Unless we use the natural resources of our country, unless we maintain investment in our natural resource sector, we won't get the rare earth minerals that are in New Zealand. We won't keep the young people who are desperate to improve their quality of life in New Zealand. They'll go to Australia to dig up Kalgoorlie, and that's something grossly hypocritical about the green movement. They quietly ignore the fact that Indonesian coal comes into New Zealand to keep the lights on. However, we've got hectares, acres, miles of coal all around Huntly, and that's going to be a key feature going forward, because energy is a major threat in terms of the risks and ensuring we have energy security. You know, all of these things are dealt with in a grown-up way in other countries, but we've got these small, shrill voices, an almost Panglossian view about the future that you don't need natural resources. And that type of thinking will take many years to strip out, but the sooner we get on with it, the better.
Have you put your name forward to be the new Minister of Extractive Industries?
Well, those matters are being dealt with by our leaders as we speak, and it would be treacherous of me to provide commentary on that when those sorts of discussions are literally being teased through as we speak.
Tēnākwe. How would the residents of Kerikeri feel about such a kaupapa?
Well, look, there's statutory processes, mate, in terms of ensuring that the community has an opportunity to participate and weigh the costs and benefits of any extractive or economic development activity, whether it's aquaculture. I mean, I lament the fact that Ngāi Tahu has spent millions of dollars trying to get a marine farm off the coast of Stewart Island close to an area where no one goes, and the working class and the working class people of New Zealand have been shortchanged by these green apostles who have taken it to themselves to stop development in New Zealand. And Ngāi Tahu, sadly, had the backing of the Southland Regional Economic Institution. They had the backing of the vast majority of the people of Southland. It's tailor-made for growing a new range of food exports. And here we have three unappointed grandees who turned it down. Now, that type of ideological fervour driven by these unelected green apostles We just cannot afford that type of ideological overreach.
Tēnā koe, I want to talk with you about pro-Māori kaupapa too, because you know, sometimes we can be critical and not realise that that those who are making public comment actually have pro-Māori goals. So, you know, I need to put that to you. At the same time, this compromise that we're seeing, while this arrangement is cemented, would suggest that the pre-election promises from these parties were in fact lies.
No, every campaign represents an opportunity for a party to produce a manifesto and put it in front of the voters.
And yeah, but what I'm getting at, Shane, is, I mean, these National came in with their tax plan. Well, that obviously isn't going to roll out in the way that they said it would. Same with ACT, with their highfalutin changes to New Zealand society. Everyone, including New Zealand First, has had to compromise. So what would you say about this tendency to promise the world pre-election and then end up with a small country after it?
We did place our recipe before the voters, and the voters made their judgment. And then afterwards, because of MMP, we then look for a way forward how like-minded parties can establish common ground. This has been the system since 1996. And in 2023/24, no one should get shrill or unnecessarily concerned. This is just our electoral constitutional process playing out. I know that people feel that often when I stand up for extractive industries, when I stand up for manufacturing, when I call time on some of the catastrophizing that happens in climate change, that we're not pro-Māori. There is no one way of promoting Māori identity. Now, the Māori Party have their view, but they're going to learn over the next 3 years that their view is not the exclusive Māori view. It is one ingredient in a broad debate. For example, the future of Te Puni Kōkiri, a Māori Affairs Department, etc. Sadly, its reputation is a lame duck. There's no clear understanding as to what does it actually do on the ground in respect of being pro-Māori. We need to turn around the culture of that organisation. And to do that, we need to ensure that such bodies, not only that, but Te Ara Whiti as well, are focused on measurable, genuinely relevant, Māori positive outcomes. And stop all this constitutional flights of fancy, because that's not New Zealand First kaupapa. We did not campaign on that, and people have blessed us with enough votes to contribute to the next government. So my message to the leadership of the civil service that are focused on Māori outcomes, stop trying to be like Tāwhaki and climb to the heaven on a cobweb. Come back to the basic core issues that define Māori well-being on a day-to-day basis.
Tēnā koe. Commentators are saying that NZ First is the tail wagging the dog. What do you think of that?
Oh, look, that expression has been around a long time, and sadly it's been applied in the past to Winston, but these are exciting times. Our party got 6%, David's party got 8%, and Christopher Luxon's National Party got in the very late 30s. And when you add all of that up, you are creating a political regime where each of the political participants wants to ensure that Kiwis understand that the trust that they bestowed in us through the electoral process will yield policy dividends and change the trajectory of the country. And the job of the opposition is to challenge whether or not those changes are sustainable, whether or not they're robust. But we derive our legitimacy and our mandate from the electoral process. And there are some silly people who are saying, oh, well, Shane and Winston have no moral authority because the Māori Party won the Māori seats. Only 87,000 New Zealanders voted for the Māori Party, and many of them weren't Māori. So I'm totally disinterested in that self-serving criticism of Winston and myself.
Well, one thing's for sure, there's never a dull moment in politics or in the life of Shane Jones. And I appreciate your candid kōrero each Tuesday morning, Shane. Let's hope we have a clearer picture of how this is all coming together by the Tommy kōrero next week. Ngamahi. Thanks for sharing some time with us once again.
Kia ora.
Tēnā koe. Tēnā koe, Shane. Thanks. 603, time to go across to...